Book 9, The Book of Eternal Night, Canto 1, Towards the Black Void, page 576, about a third of the way down. In the earth's day, the silent marvel stood between the mortal woman and the god. Such seemed he, as if one departed came, wearing the light of a celestial shape, splendidly alien to the mortal air. The mind sought things long loved and fell back foiled from unfamiliar hues, beheld yet longed by the sweet radiant form, unsatisfied, incredulous of its too bright hints of heaven. Too strange the brilliant phantasm to life's clasp, desiring the warm creations of the earth, reared in the ardor of material suns, the senses seized in vain, a glorious shade. Only the spirit knew the spirit still, and the heart divined the old loved heart, though changed. Between two realms he stood, not wavering, but fixed in quiet, strong expectancy, like one who sightless listens for a command. So were they immobile on that earthly field, powers not of earth, though one in human clay. On either side of the two spirits strove, silence battled with silence, vast with vast. But now the impulse of the path was felt, moving from the silence that supports the stars to touch the confines of the visible world. Luminous he moved away. Behind him death went slowly with his noiseless tread, as seen in dream-built fields a shadowy herdsman glides behind some wanderer from his voiceless herds, and savagery moved behind eternal death. Her mortal pace was equaled with the gods. Wordless she traveled in her lover's steps, planting her human feet where his had trod, into the perilous silences beyond. At first in a blind stress of wood she moved, with strange inhuman paces on the soil, journeying as if upon an unseen road. Around her on the green and imaged earth, the flickering screen of forest ringed her steps, its thick, luxurious obstacle of boughs besieged her body, pressing dimly through in a rich realm of whispers palpable, and all the murmurous beauty of the leaves rippled around her like an emerald robe. But more and more this grew an alien sound, and her old, intimate body seemed to her a burden which her being remotely bore. Herself lived far in some uplifted scene, where to the transclaimed vision of pursuit, soul presences and a high, spaceless dream, the luminous spirit glided stilly on, and the great shadow traveled vaguely behind. Still with an amorous crowd of seeking hands, softly entreated by their old desires, her senses felt earth close and gentle air cling round them, and in troubled branches, new uncertain treadings of a faint foot wind. She bore dim fragrances, far callings touched. The wild bird's voice and its winged rustle came, as if a sigh from some forgotten world. And then I do a meditation. What I usually do is my prayers for the first 5 minutes, mm-hmm. and then I meditate for about another 10 minutes.